This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The coronavirus has killed at least 27 people in Travis County as of April 21st. Most of those deaths have been over the age of 60. One woman, who was in her 90s, died only a few days after testing positive for the virus. KUT's Matt Largy has this remembrance.
Maria Hernandez isn't a household name. She's not famous. She didn't own a big company. She was never a mayor or a congresswoman. But you know, she was tough.
Let me tell you, my grandma was a fighter. Just a stubborn lady, and she was just like a happy person.
Raquel Hernandez is one of Maria's grandkids. There are 10 grandkids, 9 great-grandkids. Maria grew up in El Salvador. The city of San Miguel was her home. Her parents died when she was young. She had 6 children, raised them all on her own. Remember, she was tough.
She was very poor. She used to make bread and sell bread, and she will hustle for her money. Yeah, she will do whatever it takes to raise her kids.
That's Aisa Hernandez, another one of her grandkids. Aisa and her brother were raised by Maria in El Salvador after their mom moved to the U.S.
She showed me, you know, to stay strong and be a good person, the best I could be, you know. Like, be kind with others and as well be strong, you know.
Aisa says Maria was a loving grandmother, but she was strict.
She will give us a whooping. So she was very tough lady.
10 years later, Aisa and her brother went to live with their mom in the U.S. It was hard leaving her grandmother. But 2 years later, in 1998, Maria would come join them in Austin.
It was a big change because, you know, she didn't know English. She didn't understand the language. All she spoke was Spanish.
But she loved it here, with her kids and her grandkids.
She loved my mom's house. For some reason, she didn't want to move with anybody else but my mom.
Maria would need her toughness later in life as a series of health problems came up. On a trip to visit her oldest daughter who lived in Spain, she picked up an infection. She ended up having her leg amputated. But it didn't slow her down.
Even though that she only had one leg, she would still cook. She was still somehow cleaned. She would do everything in the house. She was very tough. She was a very tough lady.
2 years ago, Maria suffered a stroke. It was bad.
She was in the hospital. They said that she only had a few days.
This is Raquel again.
And then she was sent home to, like, in hospice care. And they were, like, ready for her to pass out. But that lady, she didn't give up. She, like, couldn't move her hands, she couldn't eat and anything, but she started going to therapy, and then she didn't like it at the place that she was going to have her therapy. So they did it at home with my aunt. So she was able to move her hands, to eat by herself, to go to the restroom by herself, even though she was in a wheelchair. She was just trying always to prove people that they, whatever they were thinking, that they were wrong.
And Maria tried to pass this strength on to her kids and grandkids. Last year, Raquel's newborn daughter died. She remembers what Maria told her in the days that followed.
She was like, you need to get the strength out of nowhere, but you need to fight. You cannot just give up. And I understand that this is hard, but you have to keep going. You have to fight. And, you know, that those words encouraged me a lot. So she was like, you have to push yourself to the max. Nobody else will do it but you.
Maria's family doesn't know exactly how she got the coronavirus.
We at first thought that it was, like a normal cold or something like that.
They took her to the hospital. She tested positive on a Saturday and was sent home on Sunday. Raquel says the doctors didn't do much for her.
It went to bad to worse.
Maria Hernandez died at home last Tuesday. She was 91 years old. Because of the virus, her body will be cremated, though that's not what she wanted.
It's heartbreaking because she wanted it to be buried in Central America with her brothers, and we can't even do that for her.
The Hernandez family plans to bring Maria's ashes to El Salvador, but who knows when they'll be able to do that safely. Matt Largy, KUT News.